SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonsalves.
Hello and welcome to today's markets update for Thursday, the 27th of June, 2024. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonsalves on what was a tumultuous 24 hours for investors, the ASX 200 plummeting to a four-week low in early trade as the news of a higher local inflation print weighed on the index. It did regain momentum later in the day, though, to close 0.3% lower. That's ahead of the latest inflation update in the US in the first presidential debate. For more on what it could all mean, I spoke with Angus Geddes. He's the CEO of Fat Profits.
Well, it's really rattled the bond market for one. We've seen quite a big slide in Australian government bonds where yields have really spiked to the top side. It's been quite a dramatic move, one of the largest moves we've seen in quite some time.
Got something even more influential coming out tomorrow, right, in the US, an inflation indicator and the first presidential debate. Run us through how each of these may influence the market.
Well, I think the inflation numbers tomorrow are going to be really important for the Federal Reserve, particularly, you know, as it deliberates on whether to cut interest rates. They really want to see the inflation trending, you know, lower, which will allow them to perhaps, you know, cut rates later this year.
What is this all expected to do for global rate moves?
Well, I think, you know, it's fair to say that inflation is trending lower in the US and the Fed is close to the cutting rates. You know, there's a good chance that they might move in September, which is what the markets are betting on at the moment. And I think, you know, this is good really for interest rates around the world. And, you know, we've seen a number of central banks cut rates. It'll be great if the Federal Reserve lines up alongside them. But, you know, unfortunately, in Australia, we may not see a rate cut till next year, given the elevated CPI print.
Looking back to the ASX now, what led things down locally today?
The rate-sensitive REIT sector was hit quite hard with those rising bond yields, as were the utilities. But even the, you know, the bank stocks got sold down. It was pretty much universal across the board. And we're still seeing a bit of pressure coming through in the resources sector, you know, where commodities have also been under a bit of pressure this week.
Now, in your note that you released today, you made an interesting point about the potential for food wars to make headlines soon. Can you explain that?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen countries get, you know, quite military with one another over oil, you know, in the last 30 or 40 years, you know, oil being a scarce resource. But food's also potentially becoming a scarce resource. You know, countries which are typically exporters, you know, such as Indonesia, are now stockpiling and withholding. And, you know, with climate change impacting production around the world, you know, it sort of stands to reason that, you know, if there was a supply scare, that tensions could be dialed up, particularly for those countries which really rely on importing a large amount of their food supply, such as China.
Finally, Angus, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
I think there's an opportunity in the resources sector, particularly, you know, given the pullback that we've seen. You know, all things being equal, you know, we should see the Fed soon move to easing interest rates. That could take some of that pressure off the US dollar, which in turn will push up commodities. And I particularly think the gold sector looks really interesting with the big pullback in gold stocks this week.
That was Angus Geddes, CEO of Fat Profits.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.